LX Mobile monitoring.
Great check, sir. Also, mobile and listening.
November 6, Charlie Lima, X-ray. I can't remember your name. Name here is Mike.
Okay. No worries. It's a little early in the morning. Name here is Dave, and I'm in Greer, better known as Greer, as I'm frequently told by my friends on the repeater. And I'm just heading down 101. Got to do an install today.
Looks like they're keeping you busy. Yeah, we were told the same thing when we moved here 15 years ago. Except I live in Greenville County side of Greer, so it's Greer there.
Yeah, I'm on the Greenville side county too. I'm off of 14, and yeah, the guy I work for, man, he's a tough guy to work for. He really is.
And yourself, you have the worst boss ever.
Be careful, I'm listening.
What was that again?
I said, be careful, I'm listening. N4MFW Mobile.
Oh, no, there he is. There's the other guy. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, just getting started out good. Coming through all the traffic over here around Roper Mountain Road.
Well, you know where I'm heading. I'm heading down to Richard's house to take care of this, dying.
Waited a while so I could play too.
Well, and hold on one second, Mike. That's Jimmy N4MMW. He's a very good and close friend of mine. My thought in my head was, he said yes, and I wanted to bite while the apple was ripe. You know how he is.
Hey, y'all carry on. I'm gonna drive this big monster through all this traffic. So y'all talk, and I'm gonna be listening.
Give me a holler later. We'll try 80 meters. I listened last night on 3.915, and I couldn't hear the net, so we'll try something tonight. Have a good ride. N4MMW in the group. Go ahead, Mike. Over to you.
Glad I didn't open up my big fat mouth. I was about to tell Jimmy, traffic, man. This traffic's nothing here. And then 85 came to a screeching halt.
Hang out, so we can talk about him. He won't key up. Anyway, Mike, where does the sixth call come from? Where'd you guys move from?
Moved up here from the New Orleans area. Met my wife down there. She was born and raised. After Hurricane Katrina, because things changed too much, I was offered a position up here. We moved. Originally, I grew up in the San Francisco Peninsula, Millbrae. But when you drive through there, it all looks like one big city.
Gotcha. I grew up on Long Island. That's where the two call comes from. And then I moved down to Florida in 2000. And my wife and I moved up here 2 years ago. Between being a truck driver / mover and then getting into air conditioning about 17 years ago. So I've been in air conditioning for a good long while. And that's what I'm doing up here now.
And towards the day when I can stop working, but let's see if the economy allows it.
Trying to retire, and I got a couple more years to go, but unfortunately, my investment plan is taking a huge hit, and really can't do much about it at this point, so I got to continue working.
Moved around the country. Last week I was out in L.A. doing some work, and then I took an extended week, took days off, and saw a brother there in Southern California, and my mom's there, 96-year-old mother in the nursing home, so finally got to see everybody after a year's hiatus, 3 years hiatus. But I was going to say, traffic here is nothing. It's just when there's a problem, it's usually sucky.
It's a little sucky at times, but I grew up on Long Island, and to go into the city was a real hassle. I mean, the rush hour up on Long Island lasted about 3 or 4 hours. I think here rush hour is just about an hour, between around 2:30, 3 o'clock till about 5-ish is when it dies down.
Driving from L.A., actually Oxnard, down through L.A., going around L.A., down to further south to Vista, where my brother is, You know, it's normally a 2-hour drive, but it's a 3-hour drive with traffic on a Sunday. I can't imagine what it would be like on a work day.
Oh, yeah, well, all the looky-loos are home on a work day. They're sheltering in-house. Yeah, oh, yeah, no, around here it's still okay. I mean, it's starting to pick up with all the influx of people moving this way, but, yeah, and there's people moving out of California, too. So, well, welcome, and how long ago did you move here? You said, what, 15 years?
Yeah, about 15, 2007.
Gotcha, yeah, I'm up here 2 years now, out of Florida, so I don't miss the heat. We wanted our seasons, and I tell you what, we got pretty lucky with what we got.
Yeah, Greenville-Spartanburg area is still a kind of a hidden gem. I mean, the whole country is growing like crazy. It's just nothing you can do about it. I was just thinking about that before I turned on the radio. Over there in California, my brother's got a house half the size of ours, 2 bedrooms instead of 4, 1 air conditioner, and his electric bill is twice ours.
I get it. Trust me. You know, I've got 1 AC, and I got a 3-bedroom house with a basement, and my electric bill runs just under $200. I got a combined bill. I pay electric, gas, and water, and my bill runs around $250 with all that, somewhere around here.
Hey, why is everyone moving to Carolina? Why is all the business going there? It's a cheap power. You know, he just didn't believe it until he started comparing notes.
The tax structure is a little bit better here in South Carolina. We were going to move to North Carolina, the Hendersonville area, but, man, the tax structure is quite a bit different up there. So we kind of settled in this area. And then, you know, it's just, I guess, wherever you feel comfortable, I guess.
You know, you get used to a certain lifestyle. You know, it was nice being out there. Nice, the weather sucked. It was 99 degrees, where it's usually 80, but other than that, it was nice, but I was glad to be home, even though I got to go to work.
Yeah, I hear you. at any rate, I'm almost where I got to be. I'm just down the street a little bit. I got to get positioned and get the old unit disconnected. I got a helper coming out to help me in about an hour or so to swap the units out and get those done and head home.
No problem. I'll talk to you later, Dave. Good talking, or at least hearing Jimmy, and talk to you all later. N6CLA.
All right, say your calls again. N6, what is it?
November 6, Charlie Lima X-ray. The only thing I can ever come up with in the 40 years I've had it is Clorox.
Okay, N6CLA, Clorox. Okay, as long as you don't do it to your hard drive. Anyway, I'd let that one go. KB2HX, see you later, Mike, 73.